3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah. So if you're hearing that, you know that it's 1930 UTC, and it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm just now getting out of my car underneath the very, very high voltage power lines. Here, somewhere on the edge of Tranquility Park. That's right, we're going to head into the into my secret mushroom grounds today. Why? Oh, I don't know. A couple of reasons. I was thinking about coming here, but when I left my house, I decided to check Herrenhaven just in case. I got to Herrenhaven, and there was 5 or 6 cars there already, 2 of which were young mothers unloading strollers and trying to pack in a bunch of little kids. So yeah, we're not going to spot anything at Herrenhaven today. So we've come out here, and I'm under the high power lines. I can hear them. It's weird. And there are some people here. I noticed that there was at least 2 or 3 bicyclist cars here, so we might run into some bicyclists today. So we'll be paying attention. And I am currently changing my glasses. Okay, there we go. Now let's look around. I'm looking down into the creek. What's down in the creek? Anything today? I'm not seeing much. I'm looking for mottis. Mottis and mushrooms. Oh. And it's a lovely day. It's sunny and clear. It's about 72 degrees Fahrenheit, or approximately 23 degrees Celsius. And it's nice if you're in the shade. It can be a little warm if you're in the sun, so we're going to try to stay out of the sun as much as possible today. Now, should I take my camera out of my pocket? Yeah, I got the little camera today. The little itty-bitty camera. So if we find any mushrooms, we can take pictures of them. And we just might. All the dirt here is still wet. Not muddy, but I'm glad I didn't come out here in the last few days after the rains, because that would be bad. That would be muddy and yucky and slippery. All right, well, we've come to the spot where we often see a marmot. So as I crest this little hill, I look over there across the creek at that tree. I do not yet see any mots on that tree or anywhere around there. Where's my mottis? Well, and speaking of trees, here's a big branch that broke off the tree. That prevents me from seeing down into another spot that I like to look at for mots. Any mots down here today? Huh. Not seeing any around here. That's okay. We'll just keep on walking. Ooh, I am in the direct sun now. It's not so great. Whew. Otherwise, it's a pretty nice day. And I've got some cold lemonade waiting for me at home. Ha ha ha. In case I get too hot, which I think I probably will. So here in about 20 minutes, you'll hear me complaining about the heat. Maybe we can get some more wind going here and it won't be so brutal. Who knows? Okay, so what was that? Was that a bird or a frog? That had to have been a bird. There was a little teeny tiny bird on a log and it just sort of jumped up and decided to hide in this ivy. Oh, here comes a bicyclist. And the bird was like black and small and looked like a frog, and the way he jumped, I thought it was some kind of weird looking frog. Had to have been a bird. Had to have been. Okay, so keep walking up the path here. Looking around, looking for stuff. Looking for stuff. I'm seeing birds, and that's about it. I am looking forward to this afternoon, though. I'm gonna go home, and then I have a small predicament. I don't know what I'll want to watch, because I've got two Godzilla movies on tonight, today, along with a repeat of last night's F1 practice. Yeah, last night at 2 a.m., I think it was from 2 to 4 a.m., they showed the F1 practice session, but I was doing something else. And I think I went to bed by about 2. I was tired last night, so I went to bed earlier than normal. But the good news is they're going to replay that F1 practice just for me this afternoon. So I'll be flipping between that and the Godzilla movie that's on at the same time. Oh, why is this so muddy here? Which way do I go? Got to get around this mud. Oh, it's not that bad anymore. It is over there. Oh, and there's some tracks. There's some raccoon tracks in this mud. There's been snoodlers snoodling around here. That doesn't really surprise me. All this fun snoodling area. And I'm looking down into the creek again. Looking for dudes. Not finding any dudes, but there's some more dude tracks down there. Raccoon, presumably. Raccoons are good. I like them. But I'm kind of looking for Mateys today. We don't often see raccoons at noon. It is approximately noon local time, slightly thereafter. But we do sometimes see mots at noon, so we're looking for Mateys. Where, oh where, could our Mateys be? I don't know. I'm walking across the blight. I don't like being in the direct sun, but I'm back in the shade now, so that's good. There's a Matey den over here that is not in use. I can tell just by looking at it, because the entrance is all plugged up with leaves. And Mateys will clear out their dens. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, I'm walking along the path. Looking down into the ravine. I sure hang out around a lot of ravines, because that's where all the action is. And now we're approaching Polypore Bend. Double check, make sure no bikes are coming, because this is kind of narrow. And there wouldn't be nowhere for me to go if a bicycle came, and I would get hit by a bicycle. That would not be fun. And I'm searching this area for puffballs, because this is an area we know produces puffballs, and I'm not really seeing any, even though the conditions are pretty good. Huh. And I think I saw on the Weather Channel that it's supposed to rain again sometime coming up in the next couple days. So maybe we'll get some more mushrooms then. No puffballs or nothing else around here either. So we'll keep on moving, come up here to the Pit of Despair. And I can see Mati holes in the banks of the creek. But I don't see any Matis. Where's my Mats? Are they hiding? We got some hiding Mats today, I'm afraid. Maybe they just want to stay out of the sun. I doubt it. Usually they're the kind of guys who like to lay around in the sun and absorb that sweet solar energy. Not me. I'm definitely the let's hang out in the shade guy, or let's wait until nighttime before we go outside. I am nocturnal, or at least semi-nocturnal. I'm surprised I'm not finding any mushrooms around here. What about up on these logs? Oh, here's one. Here's one mushroom on the side of the trail. A little coprinus. But there's no mushrooms on the log. That's weird. Oh, here's a few more little coprinus sprinkled about here and there. But that's about it. Oh. There's something on that log. Something weird. That's... Oh, not that weird, I guess. I couldn't figure out what these are because they're so small, but I just realized these are puffballs. Yay, so we do have some puffballs out here today. They're so small. These are some of the smallest puffs I've ever seen. The biggest one I can find is only a centimeter in diameter. The rest are 3, 4, 5 millimeters. In diameter. Little baby puffs. Those will grow. You think those are going to grow some more? Well, they will if we get some more rainage. What's this down here? That looks like another mushroom of some kind. Well, okay. That's cool. So we got some action. We got some little brown puffballs. It's hard to tell at this stage, but these might be pear puffs, pear-shaped puffballs. Oh, and there's some other interesting coprinus back in here, a different kind of coprinus. Nothing real drastic, though. Nothing particularly photogenic. So I'm not actually taking any photographs. But at least we found some puffs. I like puffballs even when they're smalls. So I'm still walking up the path here. Seeing what's up. I've come to the other place where we can look down into the creek. And I see some tracks way down there. Can't tell what they are from here. I won't even hazard a guess. It's either marmot or raccoon. We're going to keep going on the trail here. See what else we can find. A diddly-doo. What have we got? What's this on top of this log? Yeah, that's some fungus, all right. Yo, you know what that is? Looks like some kind of white jellies. Yeah, it's old, though. It's a few days old. And it's all dried up, and it's small and crusty. Oh, I bet that was really cool when it was fresh. Oh, we got some moths flying around. Why? What are these moths doing? Oh, we got some birds in the trees. We gotta check out this log up here. What do we got over here on this log and this business? Oh, nothing. Usually this little log is producing, but this log might be done. It might be. Alright, well, the only other place to go is up here to this marmot den, which is all covered in ivy. There's a cardinal above me. We can't even see into this ivy. I don't know if there's any mottis in there or not. If there are mottis in here, they can hear me. And they're wondering what I'm talking about. Well, but I can't see anything, so I'm turning around. Because I'm in the sun. Yo, 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 yo. I don't like it. I don't like it. I do not like it. Whew. Okay. Back in the nice, cool shade here. So good. I'm still staring at the ground and looking at stuff. Checking in everything for mushrooms. A lot of logs in here. A lot of trees. Everyone needs to be checked. Because you never know where that fungus is going to pop up. That fun fungus. Anyway. Ooh. What else do I got to do today? I don't have to go to this store, but I could. I don't really feel like it, though. And once I get home and start watching my F1 and my Godzilla, I'm not going to feel like going to the store. I forget which Godzilla movie comes on first, but when I saw it, when I was looking at it this morning, I thought, oh, I could miss part of that one, I guess, because I just saw that a couple weeks ago. So I'll be using that time to watch my F1. But the second Godzilla movie on today is Godzilla 2000. And I do want to watch that one. Oh, what was that sound? What was that sound? I'm looking across the creek because it sounded like something was moving over there. And I can actually see 1, 2, 3 different marmot dens. But I don't see anything. And I'm even looking up into the trees because that kind of sounded like somebody scraping their claws on bark. I don't see any squirrels. I don't see any motts. That really kind of sounded like a mott climbing down from a tree or trying to do something. I'm not seeing anything though, so. Yeah. Oh, it's nice out here though. As long as you're not in the sun. And I'm kind of surprised I'm not finding more mushrooms. We've had such good conditions. But, you know, it's been a little bit late. I think the ground temperature is a little bit too hot. Because we had all those 90 degree days. And we baked the earth to an internal temperature of 80 or more degrees. That's not good. Not good for mushrooms. Okay, I should be looking back in here. For, as a matter of fact, what's that? That's just a leaf. Very interesting. Okay, well, which way should I go? I think we'll go this way. Wait. What? I heard another suspicious sound. Where did that come from? It was like over there, but... Okay. Maybe I'm just hallucinating sounds now. Because I keep thinking I'm hearing something, then it ends up being nothing. Okay, well, what are you gonna do? Nothing. Alrighty, so we're about to walk out of this part of the forest. Doink! And we're back out into the blight, where this has clearly become a road. Why did they have to tear out this much stuff just to build a road that goes from here to there? I don't know where that road is going, but apparently somebody thought it was important. Yuck. Boo roads. Alright, so crossing the blight, cross. And here we are, back in the fun part. Looking down into the creek, I can see those prints again, those snoodler prints. I wonder where my matis are. Where's my matis today? I don't know. And here's all that chunky mud. It's not too bad. What was that? Heard a little sound in the grass. Probably a frog or maybe a grasshopper. Some kind of jumping dude. Oh. Ow. Well, my foot's being a little bit weird, but that's okay. And there's birds taking baths down here in the creek. In the little creek. Makes for a good bird bathing areas. Look at all these birds hanging around in here. They're so nice. Alright, well, I've had a good walk today. I only found 3 different kinds of mushrooms, maybe 4. And I wish I would have spotted some mats. But we are coming back to a mati area here in a minute. Maybe we'll see a last minute mat before I go home and watch my zoom zoom race cars and my Godzilla. Oh, I love Godzilla so much. It's true. Oh, that reminds me of something else. I should take some photographs of my little Godzilla toy on my 1/300th scale wargaming table. And that way, my little Godzilla can be surrounded by buildings and have some tanks chasing him. Yeah, maybe I'll do some media today. I don't know. Alright. Got some good news and some bad news. The good news is we're approaching that Mati area. The bad news is I'm in the direct sun and I don't like it. I'm not feeling any adverse effects yet, but they're coming. So, looking down into the creek, I'm slowing my roll a little bit. Looking in the roots of that tree, I don't see any marmots. Gotta come over here and look into the roots of this tree. And no, I still don't see any matis. Don't know where my mati is today. Where's my mati? No mati hanging around here. Or maybe he's in his hole taking a nap. You'd think they'd be out catching some rays, because that's what matis like to do. Not seeing any. Oh, that's okay though. We can't have a 100% success rate, because then there would be no suspense. If you knew that I was going to find a marmot, it kind of wouldn't be worth listening to the show. Is Tub going to find anything today? Well, he always finds a marmot, so why bother listening? See, this way you never know what we're going to find. You never know. So, you know, be glad that we're not finding marmots every single day. That would make the show boring. Oy vey. Well, I'm kind of getting close to where I came in. I'm going to stand here a second and look down the valley. Look down the creek valley down there. Because that's a mati area back there too, but no, I'm not seeing anything. I can see a couple of dens. But I'm not seeing any mats. I'm going to walk over there though. How much time we got left? About 2 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to spend that 2 minutes. I'm walking over here. The grasshopper's hopping out of my way. See, there's a den back there. I can't see anything from here, though. Where's my mati, 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 mats? And we're going to look down in here. Oh, can't see anything. Too much plant growth. Too much foliage. But what am I hearing? That's not a mati sound, but still it has me curious. Yeah, I can see down into the creek from here in spots. I don't see any marmots though. So I think I'm just gonna... I think I just walked through a web. I'm gonna walk through this tall grass here and make my way back to my car, because it's right over there. Well, this has been this has been an interesting day. Good weather. At least we found some puffballs, so we know where there's going to be some puffballs here in a few days. If it rains again, we'll definitely be checking that out, because those puffballs will get big. Here I am, back at my car. You have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Whew. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what wackiness I get up to. But I gotta go home, watch Godzilla and F1. So bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.